also want to send out my thanks to my supervisor who helped me with this presentation, and also she apologized for not being able to be here, Dr. Sandy Garcia. Today I would like to talk to you about two national public opinion surveys we conducted, one in 2000 and one in 2006, in Mexico on Mexicans' attitudes about abortion and emergency contraception. I will give you a brief overview of the changing legal context in Mexico, also the importance of abortion opinion research, and then go right into the findings, some of the key findings from the surveys in both years, and then discuss next steps and policy implications. So abortion in Mexico, well, Mexico and within all of Latin America, it's a region with some of the highest rates of unsafe abortion worldwide, as well as some of the strictest abortion laws. And unsafe abortion in Mexico is now the fifth leading cause of maternal mortality, or roughly 7% of all maternal deaths. And there are ongoing access barriers to safe abortion, and as a previous speaker has pointed out, there's a clear disconnect between legal abortion and then what's actually practiced on the ground. Mexico is a republic with 32 states, and the abortion laws are actually vary by state. Abortion is legal in all states in cases of rape. However, some states it's quite conservative. There's still a strong influence of the Catholic Church, which again is quite regional in its influence. An important case that occurred back in 2001 was the Paulina case, some of you may have heard of. She was a 13-year-old girl who was a victim of rape, and she was denied a legal abortion by medical providers. The providers basically convinced her and her mom that she didn't need to have one, and she carried the pregnancy to term. This got a huge amount of media attention and basically caused great embarrassment to the Ministry of Health and to the Mexican government, which, since it really highlighted this gross negation of legal abortion services. There's also been a trend on the flip side of greater legislator accountability to the voters, voters having a sense that their votes count more in the past few years, and then also, which has been a great victory for people in public health and in women's rights, a watershed law was passed in Mexico City in April 24th, 2007, which legalized abortion in the first trimester within Mexico City. Women outside of Mexico City can still come to get services, but only providers within the city are legally allowed to provide them. So that was actually a huge victory in the context of Mexico as well as Latin America. The legal context for emergency contraception in Mexico is somewhat more positive. It was added to the National Family Planning Norms in 2004. It's now one of the essential drugs. There are now 5 dedicated products. And in fact, Mexico, around 10 years ago, was designated a model country for emergency contraception by the International Consortium for EC. And there's basically a long history of evidence-based research and training on using the drug. Nonetheless, there seems to be evidence of ongoing misinformation in the public and ambivalence towards EC, which is why we explored both of these themes in these national opinion surveys. So there's an increasing amount of public opinion research going on in Latin America around reproductive health, and particularly around abortion, basically to see, you know, are the laws really keeping up with what people want? And public opinion research can be a powerful advocacy tool for abortion law reform if it's done, if there are quality surveys, the representative, and they have really good questions. And previous surveys have suggested that Mexicans appear to support legal abortion in more cases than the state laws actually permit, but there still seems to be a lot of ambivalence. And in order to really tease that out, you need to ask specific questions, not just like, do you favor abortion, yes or no, but in particular situations, because in Mexico it's only legal in certain cases. And also previous studies have suggested that opinions on abortion vary by age, gender, education, other demographic characteristics. And just to what I mentioned before, the instrument design can clearly influence the results, how the questions have been worded. You can easily create biased questions, which will influence your results in an unuseful way. So now I'll just discuss the results from the 2000 and 2006 surveys. These were the first nationally representative surveys conducted in Mexico in 6 geographic regions. The sample sizes were around 3,000 people each, ages 15 to 65. And these were household surveys conducted in person, face-to-face interviews. Each survey took about an hour and consisted of around 60 questions. Now, the first survey in 2000 focused strictly on knowledge and opinions around abortion and emergency contraception, whereas the one in 2006 included other health topics such as medical abortion, HIV, attitudes towards people living with HIV, etc. So in this slide, I tried to collapse some of the key findings, both on the knowledge and attitudes questions around abortion in 2000 and 2006. And the green bar on the farthest left on the top is the knowledge question. And so you can see that basically less than half of the participants knew correctly what their what the laws were in their respective states around abortion. And this increased about 10 percentage points to around 55% in 2006. But that is still relatively low and suggests that there's a lot of misinformation and lack of information out there about legal entitlements to abortion. The rest of the bars here actually are opinions, results of the opinion questions. And next three, we ask them, do you think abortion should be legal in all cases? Should it be legal in some cases? Or should it be illegal in no cases? And you can see a small percentage actually thought it should be legal in all cases, around 10% in 2000 and 12% in 2006. And the vast majority thought it should be legal only in specific cases, such in cases of rape or in cases of risk to the woman's life. That was actually higher, almost 70% in 2000, and it dropped 10 percentage points to around 58% in 2006. And the percentage of people who thought it should never be legal was around 21% in 2000 and 26% in 2006. So still low, but there's a significant minority out there who really would like it completely prohibited. The final two questions I chose just are illustrative that regardless of this ambivalence, these participants were very much opposed to lawmakers using their own religious beliefs to influence their decisions around abortion. And, 80% of the participants in 2000 opposed lawmakers using their religious beliefs in voting around abortion, and that was roughly the same, though it dropped slightly in 2006. And on the flip side, a significant minority, nearly 50% in both years, felt that women's views, as opposed to the views of a provider, of the church, or of other institutions or people, matter most in who should have the final say about having abortion. And then we asked some specific questions about participants' opinions for a legal abortion in various cases, such as should she be able to get an abortion if her life is at risk, or for health is at risk, etc. And you can see that in general, the participants agreed most in the most severe cases, when her life is or health is at risk, or in cases of rape. And much less so, the lower bars are more like for socioeconomic reasons, such as if she's single, if she has low income, or if there's contraceptive failure. And we see the responses are generally the same in both years. There's a slight increase in support for legal abortion in cases of rape and congenital defects in 2006, though a slight decrease in cases when her life is at risk and when her health is at risk. So again, you still see this trend of ambivalence in these surveys. So moving on to knowledge and opinions about emergency contraception. On the positive side, knowledge about emergency contraception almost doubled from 2000 to 2006. By 2006, roughly 60% of people at least heard of emergency contraception. Only a small portion, though, actually knew someone who used it. And there was a drop in the percentage of people who thought they would recommend EC to other people, though that could actually just be due to there was a lot of media buzz around emergency contraception around 2000, and that could have influenced people. And nonetheless, the majority believed in both years that emergency contraception should be included in the family planning norms, it should be offered at low cost, etc. And as I mentioned, we asked additional questions in 2006 about other health issues. This is actually still about abortion, but this was not included in the 2000 survey. And we asked about specific health problems women had in which the participants thought that abortion should be legal. Well, this is not too surprising, but the majority agreed with when a woman has a severe or life-threatening condition, such as HIV, AIDS, cancer, and that started to drop off, and there was much less support if the woman had alcoholism, diabetes, or other chronic diseases, and it was quite low, roughly 20%, if she had mental health problems, including suicidal thoughts or attempted suicide. I did a preliminary bivariate analysis to see what variables were associated with supportive attitudes towards legal abortion, and found that people who had higher education and who reported less frequent religious attendance. Those factors were significantly associated with being more supportive of legal abortion in general, as well as all the specific cases like risk to her life, risk to health, etc. In addition, those variables were also significantly associated with the belief that legislators should consider women's views paramount when making abortion laws. So just to discuss a few other findings about health issues not directly related to abortion, except for medical abortion here, only 8% of the participants had heard of misoprostol, which is the drug most commonly used in Mexico for medical abortion. But of those, nearly 70% knew that you could use that drug to induce abortion. There were several questions about people's attitudes towards people living with HIV or AIDS, which ended up being quite ambivalent and interesting. In general, the participants felt that there should be anti-discrimination laws to support people living with AIDS, the government should provide free medications, and people living with AIDS should be treated the same as people who are HIV negative. However, when asked more specific questions, there was a lot less support. Only 49% felt that people living with HIV/AIDS should be able to marry, and 34% felt that they should be allowed to adopt children. So again, it really can bring out some of the ambivalence in the participants' opinions about quite challenging issues such as abortion as well as HIV. So what are the key trends between the surveys? Well, in general, there's an increase in knowledge about abortion laws in one's own state in 2006 compared to 2000, which is good. And also there's increased support for legal abortion in some cases, but decreased support in other cases, which just illustrates the ongoing ambivalence in Mexican society around abortion. On the flip side, there seems to be much greater overall knowledge about emergency contraception, greater use, as well as support for it in 2006 compared to 2000, which is good news. I wanted to jump briefly to two surveys we actually conducted in Mexico City right around when the new law was passed in April 2007. We conducted two surveys in April and May, just before and after. They were representative household surveys using a similar methodology, but just within Mexico City. And interestingly, we found also quite divided opinion over the new law. We asked them specifically, before the law was passed, would you vote for the law, yes or no? And then after the law was passed, do you support the law, yes or no? And on the positive, there was a slightly more support for the law once it was passed. However, the majority, 64%, thought legislators should make women's views the most important when making laws about abortion. And in addition, 60% actually wanted the law to be extended to the rest of Mexico. And over 90% supported all the other reforms in the law. And these included, increasing resources for sexual education in schools, increasing resources in family planning and reproductive health. So that is good news. So next steps, we're going to continue some analysis on the 2000 and 2006 national data. In addition, we're carrying out several state-level opinion surveys in both qualitative and quantitative in a key groups such as lawyers, women, eventually in youth. And we are continuing collaboration with Mexican partners on media campaigns. We'll be doing provider trainings and such, and that's specifically around the new law that just got passed in Mexico City to try to help that get implemented smoothly and effectively. So what are some of the policy implications that have come out of these changes in Mexico recently and from these two surveys? Well, we can see a continued trend of mixed opinion on abortion, but nonetheless a strong disapproval of church involvement or legislators using religious views to influence their opinion. And the public appears to favor legal abortion in more cases than the state laws allow. And fortunately, we now have a strong research base and advocacy efforts, not only in Mexico City, but throughout the country through various networks. And we have model legislation now in Mexico City we can go on to help work with other states that are considering going in that direction. And this is very much going to be a collaborative effort and an ongoing effort to improve public awareness and access to safe and legal abortion. I'd just like to acknowledge my colleagues in Mexico, our survey group that conducted the surveys, and our participants. Thank you very much.